Hi guys, welcome to Style and Soul Reformed, episode 92. I'm Christy, your host, and today I have on Janelle Hamilton. She's the CEO and founder of Janelle Hamilton PR. Hi Janelle, how you doing?
Hi Christy, hi everyone.
Just to give everybody a little bit of a backstory, Janelle worked with me. We worked together for Style Reform, I guess it was about 5 years ago.
5 years.
Yeah, when I first started, Janelle's amazing solo entrepreneur. Actually, no, you have a team of people.
I do have a team, but I'm the sole owner of the company, which I started out of my bedroom with a laptop and a phone 12 years ago. So
did you really?
I did.
Oh my God, that's so, but you had a background in PR, right?
Oh yeah, I've been doing PR for 22 years. So I've always worked with agencies in-house, so a mix of everything, but physically having my own company was 12 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I want to get into that actually, because I'm always so fascinated by people that just bite the bullet and they just go balls to the wall and they're like, screw it, I'm just going to start my own thing, right? Yeah. So how did that, just give a little backstory about how you started that process.
Yeah, I mean, I'd been doing PR for a long time. I was working at a beauty PR agency at the time and just hit a glass ceiling where the VPs and SVPs at the agency just weren't leaving. So there was no room for growth for me. And my daughter at the time was 1.5. And I felt like I was missing all the key moments just because PR is such a time intensive career profession. It's like at nighttime, it never really stops. You're on your phone. So I just took that as a sign to just step away for a little bit, spend time with her and freelance. And I was freelancing for a while and I got great results for a client, and then they referred, and it just grew organically. And literally, I will 100% hand and heart say, like, I have never pitched any new business or any accounts. All of it has come through word of mouth, referral, or people just finding me on the internet. And I'm a strong believer in attracting good people like you, Christy. And I've got some amazing opportunities that's all come through referral. Like, I've never put together a pitch or anything. They've just come to me. So I think it definitely was my destiny. Like, I was meant to be doing this, because it's just been, I feel like when you're on the right path, you have your struggles, but generally, like, it works out the way it's supposed to. You know, there's not a struggle because it's what you're supposed to do.
Agree. I know, it's almost like the universe conspires to help you through the troubled times. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I 100% agree. Like, it's like closing your eyes and just having faith that the next step will be there, which is like the scariest thing ever. But for whatever reason, right, owning your own business, you have to have that level of faith to just kind of carry you through like some of the difficult times that you face, right? It's kind of like the biggest growth experience of my life, for sure.
Yep. It's definitely is living life on the edge.
Yes, I know. This is true. This is so true. So if you could, if I don't know if you're actually allowed to talk about any of the clients that you work with.
Yeah, of course.
Just to name some of the clients that you work with, because you have such an amazing, I know that you've done fashion and beauty. I know Bob Mackie is a major client of yours, because I'm always seeing you on Instagram at events for his work. Uh-huh. So just to name a few, who are some of the clients that you work with? Like, what are the industries that you work in?
So yeah, it's a mixture of, I would definitely say lifestyle. So just things that every average person would use in their daily life. So a mixture of food, fashion, beauty. We were doing a lot of events prior to the pandemic. So we've been doing some virtual stuff, but in-person red carpet, not as much, because clearly we're just getting back to normal now. But yeah, I work obviously with Bob Mackie for over a decade, handling his personal PR for his brand, all his events, interviews globally. So that's a global account. I work with Mason Dixie, which is actually AAPI-owned female food brand, which is in over 8,000 stores, including Whole Foods, online, like any Sprouts, any major supermarket you can think of. That's a food line. I work with Black Opal, which is in every drugstore, Rite Aid, Walmart, Target, Ulta. Also Fashion Fair Cosmetics, which is a heritage beauty brand in the African American community. It was basically the first ever makeup brand, the first Fenty before there was a Fenty. And they were around for a long time. And then they were acquired in 2017. And I relaunched them, in 2021. So they've been out at Sephora for the past 7 months, but it's been an incredible journey. So that's a very high-end prestige beauty brand. I also work with Mented Cosmetics. Again, that's an African-American focused skin brand by two Harvard Business School grads. So I launched them. They came to me literally with just samples. And they're now in like Target, Ulta, like
fastest
growing, best-selling brands. So I believed in them when I started working with them. And then just on the food side, Simply Gum, which is I'm sure you've seen them in the store. Yeah, I again launched them in like 2016. And then they launched a whole new product line in terms of like snacks and other things outside of the gum category. So they came back with us. So we started working with them again this year. So we're doing that. Also Whipped Urban Dessert Lab, which you should go to, Christy. It's like it's the world's first soft serve whipped oat milk ice cream company. And it basically has gone viral across the country on TikTok. And it's a destination in Lower Manhattan on the Lower East Side. And on, I think it's near Eldridge Street, actually, on the Lower East Side. And they're opening a second location in LA later this year, but it's like the number one, like people just are obsessed. You'll see them on Instagram, I'll tag you, but they love this ice cream brand. And they also have a hard scoop ice cream that they mail out. So yeah, just a mix of food, fashion, lifestyle. And yeah, we love all our clients and the brands and definitely like eating. So when they send us that stuff,
Oh my God, that sounds like a dream come true, like between the food and the fashion and all the lifestyle. All the makeup,
yep, I can't complain.
So much fun, right? I mean, just as an entrepreneur and, you know, and as a mom, I'm curious to know a strength that has served you and one weakness that you've had to overcome just being... Let's talk about being a business owner. So just being a business owner.
I definitely would
say strength and a weakness.
Strength would be just my tenacity and just not wanting to give up. Like in the early days, like sometimes like I'm self-funded. Like I didn't know if I was going to make rent, you know, like it was like very touch and go. So just that ability to keep going and never giving up, even despite like there was times when I literally didn't know I was going to make rent and I just was, and then a new account would come in like the day before, like it was just insane. So just that ability and belief in myself to like, you know that I was onto something and that I could make it is definitely a strength I've fostered. I would say one weakness is the money conversations, like at the beginning. Now 12 years in, it's different, but initially just like that, I'm a creative, you know, like I had to learn how to be a business person and think about money and finances and retainers and all this stuff. So just learning to ask and have the conversations about money and being fearless about that, you know, getting paid what I'm worth, what the team is worth, and just learning, you know, to talk about it in a comfortable way. That was something, a weakness I really had to work on, and it took time, but now I'm comfortable, but it really was awkward for me at first.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like as women, like, especially just being women, for me personally as well, I feel like money has always been such a sensitive conversation. Mm-hmm. We, you know, just even as a society, we are not like, we're taught to like keep money matters private and not disclose certain information, right? So how are you ever really supposed to hone in on those types of skills without practice, right?
Yep.
I feel the same way. I feel like just negotiating with factories or talking to different clients and stuff like that, it's like, you really just need to be bad at it before you can get good at it, probably.
Totally agree with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I feel like just you owning your own business for as long as you have and being able to see your way through things when there wasn't that step, right? But you just took that leap of faith knowing that there would be a way if you just kept going. What are the tools? Like, what are some of the tools that you used back in the early days to just forge ahead when you wanted to give up?
I would definitely say like my dad, like he's an entrepreneur, he's based in the UK, but he really was just insightful just from the business side. I mean, he would just say to me, get to the 5-year mark. If you can get to the 5-year mark, he said, most of your competition would have given up by then, which was true. And he said also, it's just something that happens. And he has said in his experience with working with others, it's like, once you get to 5 years, something happens where it just goes like this. And it really did. Like, I got to that 5-year mark and then it just kept growing rapidly. So just getting advice from outside sources who maybe have the experience in that. And in my case, it was my father, really just helped me, you know, figure out how to do things, you know, that I did not have any experience with prior to starting.
Amazing. Yeah, that you had him as a mentor. That is, that's incredible. Because a lot of times, sometimes I listen to a ton of podcasts myself, and just to keep like motivated and positive and strong, and just to feel like, you know, where there's a will, there's a way. I know that's so cliche, but just to keep the faith, you know, that's great that you've had his support for sure. And then also I'm curious, because you're a single mom, how do you juggle it's not a matter of balance. I find it's not a matter of balance. It's a matter of like need at the moment, and then making sure when you're a little bit slower, going back to the things that you haven't been able to attend to in a bit. But I'd love to know what you do when you feel overwhelmed trying to juggle motherhood and owning your own business.
Yeah, I would definitely say in the early stages, like I said, she was just coming up to 2 when I started the company. And I remember when she went to preschool and just school in general, she would do portraits, you know, like they do. Mm-hmm. And then it was 2 good things. Well, 1 good thing, 1 bad negative thing. 1 was that she would draw me with a crown. So like her view of me was like this queen or this boss. So that was kind of cute. But then on the same picture, which I literally have on my fridge and I keep it on my fridge nonstop, is a picture of me with a cell phone. She would always do a picture of me and herself. And it made me think, oh my God, like, am I doing right as a mom? Like, am I present enough? And, you know, I had to make it work at the time, you know, growing the company to where it needs to be. But now definitely I would say how I make it work is outsourcing. And I'm lucky now that, you know, 12 years down the line, I have a team to support me. So now I can take like an hour off and spend time with Liddy. I can, you know, block out an afternoon to do something with her. I can like say, guys, I'm going offline to do stuff that I didn't have time work-wise to do in the day. And definitely outsourcing, like I was still trying to do all cleaning, cooking, you know, all of this stuff, like to be super mom, and you just cannot. Like, you cannot do it all. There's no way. So now, you know, just making sure I have a housekeeper to come help me, to like use like, you know, apps to deliver things to me. Like, outsourcing is like the key, because I realize like I want to do it all and I can't. And even now my daughter's 14, she'll say things like, you know, the other kids in school, like their moms make them pack lunch. Like, and I'm like, really, I don't have the time to do that. Like, in LA, which is where I'm based, and obviously majority of my clients are in Chicago, like Midwest and New York, I'm already behind at 5:00. It's like they're getting that, you know, so I'm constantly working on that. So I don't have time in the morning to do that. So we just have to come to a compromise where I will help her in the evening put stuff in, but I can't do the pretty Instagrammable Pinterest looking lunches. It's never going to happen.
No.
So yeah, outsourcing, and then just setting realistic expectations with her. Now she's older, of what to expect and what I can and can't do. But, you know, I can do things like take a day off for her birthday and go to Disneyland with her and 3 of her friends. Right. Her other friends' parents can't, you know, so it's like there's pros and cons to it. So you just make it work.
Yeah, I totally agree. I feel like, you know, for me too, because I have the 10 and the 14-year-old as well, it's kind of like there are certain moments in the calendar that are not going to, I'm going to have to work a lot. And then there are other times where I can kind of just chill out, be there, bake cookies or do whatever they need to do, you know, and just to spend quality time and almost just to appreciate the time. It makes you appreciate the times that you do get to be present, because it's not like you're sitting there day in, day out, kind of fully available. And I think they appreciate it a lot more too.
And they see hard work. Like, they're literally seeing it firsthand, particularly with the pandemic and most people being, I'm in my home office now, but she saw it. Like, she saw like what I have to do, you know? And I think that that inspires her with her school, maybe you know, subconsciously, but I think she's seeing it as making a difference.
For sure. I feel like the only way people in general learn, and children especially, is by example, right? Yeah. I mean, you could say all day long, you work hard, you have to do this, you have to do that, right? But until they actually like see it, I don't think people really get it. It's absolutely. it doesn't absorb unless yep. you're like, you know, living it, seeing it, being it, right? Mm-hmm. So I couldn't agree more. I think you're a beautiful example for a strong young girl growing up. That's great. I'm curious to know, because I'm sure you have very little time to little downtime being a business owner, but I wanted to know, what do you do to grow and evolve yourself, like from a mental, physical, spiritual standpoint?
Okay. Well, physically, I 100%, which you know, Christiane, I think you've even seen me at Tracy Anderson. Yeah. I work out like every single day for seven days. I mean, wow. There's days that I maybe might go for a hike, but I literally like get into a place where I go to Tracy Anderson, I take an hour class, and I make that time for me because I'm so attached to my cell phone and yeah. I can't be when I'm lifting weights. It's like the 1 hour of the day where I'm completely there for me. Mm-hmm. So that's like a non-negotiable. I mean, maybe I may not do it with as much gusto every day, but I show up for myself.
Yeah.
So that on the physical side is something that I treat myself to and I do for myself. Mentally, just like reading podcasts, asking questions, you know, just learning, like reading a lot of new sites and stuff about business, lifestyle, motherhood, cooking, whatever, like just learning mentally. I always like, I have a hunger for knowledge, so I definitely work on that on a daily basis.
Just to jump in, can you share a few of the more recent things that you've enjoyed, like listening to podcasts or books or articles, anything that you can think of top of mind?
Yeah, yesterday I listened to the Skinny Confidential podcast. It was just someone talking about health and wellness. So that was just more on I just really connected with that. So I listened to that yesterday. Reading wise, I actually read, the last thing I read was the Will Smith autobiography before all that stuff went down.
Oh, but God,
so inspiring. I mean, his drive and hard work and tenacity is what I've always admired. Yeah. So reading the autobiography really perked me up. Like, I love that. And then I just read like current affairs. So like Forbes, business stuff, Wall Street Journal, New York Times.
Yep.
Just any kind of, obviously I have to for my job as a publicist, keep up with what's going on, but just for conversation, when you meet people, you know what's going on around the world. Yeah. I think just it's so important to read news and find out what's happening. And then growing on the spiritual side, I meditate every day. I am no guru by any means. I literally do maybe a 6 to 8 minute meditation every day. That's all I can manage. But even that makes a difference, you know, just taking that quiet time. So I have like a whole morning routine, like I'll get up, go to the gym, come back. My daughter's already getting ready for work, for school, sorry. And then I'll sit at my desk, journal, do my 6 minute meditation, and then I'm ready to start the day. Like every single day I will do that. That little mini routine of 15 minutes just really sets up my day. And I find that I'm in a calmer space and I'm so connected and in my body for the rest of the day, you know. It's like I'm grounded. It grounds me and then I'm like ready. And sometimes I look at my cell phone and I look at my calendar, which I'm sure you do as well, Christy, and I'm overwhelmed. Like I'm like, oh my God, all of this stuff. And I'm like, it's okay. Like take it one meeting at a time. But it's like, I just break it up. Like, let's get through this one. Let's get through it. I'm such an anxious person. That's why meditation is so good for me. But just taking it meeting by meeting. Sometimes it's minute by minute. Like I just have to do that depending on what's going on. And that also helps me to put it into perspective and manage the day ahead.
Mm-hmm. I know. I feel like I've been learning and studying so many high performers. And I couldn't agree more that like the morning routine, setting yourself up. I feel like our morning routines mirror each other's because I do my workout. I meditate. I do my bulletproof coffee. I write my to-do list. I review my calendar for the day. Like it's very similar to what you do. And it just, if I don't get to do that, I don't feel right. Like I have to do it every single workday for sure.
Absolutely. And I'm not a journaler, but like someone gifted me this and I just answer like a series of questions every single day. And it could be one-liners, but I get through them all and it really makes a difference. So I'll read like the question, and then you can imagine what someone would write, but it would be word of the day, 3 things I'm grateful for today, self-care activity of the day. So it could be like a walk, a massage, a bath, movement of the day. So it would be Tracy Anderson or a hike or a run or something. Nutrition goal of the day. Like I'm going to stick to like my plan for the day of food, sending love to. So I'll send like love to someone I know who's suffering, or just someone I'm thinking of, like I'll write their name. Right. One work task or errand for this. So I set just one, like mail a letter or just something simple that I know I've like achieved something for the day. And then I'll just, at the end of the day, I'll come back to the journal and I'll write three things that were amazing today. And I'll think of like three amazing things. And that's my journaling. That's it. That's all I can, like some people do a whole page. Like I answer those questions and that's enough for me.
Yeah, no, I feel like that's a really nice roundabout way of like getting your day charged. And just like, I feel like journaling makes me mentally sharper. It just makes me, it reinforces my thought on paper and it solidifies it for me.
Yeah.
It just kind of like, it locks it into my brain. It's great.
Writing is good for you too as well. I think it's very cathartic, therapeutic.
Yeah. Gratitude is something you mentioned. And that to me is the key to happiness.
100%.
The key.
100%. Because I will just say, just to wrap, it's like, I always thought that I'll get to a certain place and I'll like feel like I made it. But for me, the type of person I am, I'm competing against myself. And my mission has never been motivated by money or like visibility or fame. Or it's like, how can I be the best person that I can be? And like, for me, I think that's why people like Bill Gates and like Elon Musk, it's like they're never done, because you can go higher and higher heights. Yeah. There's never an end goal, which is why gratitude is so important, because you're never going to get to the end point. Or yeah. I feel that way. And gratitude, you have to be grateful for where you are at any step of the way, you know?
It's a practice for sure as well. Yeah. It's so easy to take things for granted. It's so easy to forget how much good we have in our lives when one thing throws us off. It's, you know, it's my key for sure to happiness. I practice it as well daily. I just, even like the smallest, stupidest little thing, I'm like, thank God for my legs, because I run every morning. I'm like, thank God I'm healthy. I have my legs. Like, or this bulletproof coffee tastes like heaven. Thank God for my warm coffee, right? Simple things, but what it does is it trains your brain, like your neurological pathways, into just being a happier person.
Yes.
Right? And what's the point, right? If you're not happy.
100%.
So. I know. What I would love since we're going to wrap this up soon, I wanted to actually know three goals that you have for your company for the upcoming year, since we have a good amount of time left for the year, as well as three things that you're grateful for today.
Okay, goals for the company, just, you know, like I said, I don't really actively pitch accounts. I just wait for the universe to send it to me. Maybe it's a good business model, maybe it's not, but it's worked for me. So great opportunities come my way and I'm able to scale and expand and give more people jobs. That's the thing. It's like I have employees with families and stuff. So be able to help them provide for their family has been amazing.
Yeah.
So be able to like, you know, get more, make more jobs available is something I would love to continue to achieve throughout the rest of the year. Three things I'm grateful for today. Definitely the LA sun. I mean, that vitamin D every day makes such a difference. I lived in New York for 13 years and I think I did have SAD, the sad, you know, seasonal affective disorder. Like that definitely hit me. So I love the LA sun. I love the flexibility of my schedule, you know, as my own boss, to be able to do things like this. When I worked at an agency or for other people, like you can't, like you have to follow their rules, you know, which is how it is. So just the flexibility in my schedule is amazing. And the final thing is just never giving up. Like I recently did a retreat in Malibu, actually last week, with my team, and flew like my East Coast team members here. I had my West Coast team, and I literally got choked up and like emotional. I was just like, I literally started this company with no money, didn't know if I was gonna pay rent. And now I have these people all here. I've flown them in to like be with me and just all get to know each other. It was just like how you know, if you are patient with yourself and you put that hard work in, like you can really make something and build something. So it just, to see the physical result of my work, you know, was just incredible for me. So I'm just so grateful for my team and just everything that I have in my life now.
Yeah, that's so incredible. You're such an inspiration to me. Like just knowing, like, I think there are certain things that you just see and you think people just are maybe lucky or maybe they just, But no, it is your heart, it's your soul, it's your time, it's everything. So,
and 10 years goes by in the blink of an eye. I can't believe it's been 12 years. I mean, even since we worked together, it's been what, 4 or 5 years. You think when you're starting, it's going to take forever. And it does take forever to get there. But before you know it, it's here, you know?
I know. Just like we were saying with motherhood, it's like you have the baby and then the next thing you know, you blink and the kid is like going off to college, right?
Yep.
So I know it. And that's what I mean by like appreciating, you know, practicing gratitude and just being happy with your life, even if it's not perfect, right? There's just something to be, you know, that needs to be said about just the small things, right? Because the small things are what adds up to your life.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, well, thank you so much, Janelle, for joining me.
Oh, great speaking with you.
Yeah, it was so good seeing you again. It's been way too long. I will, hold on. All right. Thanks, Janelle, so much for joining me for this conversation. You are a total inspiration to me. I would love to reconnect, you know, soon. Let's have another chat. And thanks for joining us. Style and Soul Reform Bite-Sized Podcast on Spotify and iTunes. Hit subscribe, rate and review the podcast, and I will talk to you next week.